Hi, I'm Cecilia Poulin, mother of two, ex-lawyer, ex-banker, writer, singer, creator of one-woman shows, international coach for professional women, international keynote speaker, breaker of conventions, and believer in creativity and the power of the feminine in all of us to change the world. Welcome to Diary of a Writer, where I talk about how I write, and read some of what I write. I really hope you enjoy it, and that it encourages you to develop your own creativity in whatever form that may take. Regular listeners to this podcast will know that the book that I'm writing has gone through various versions. So the first version was a classic how-to coaching book. So this is what I've learned in coaching my clients, or this is what I've learned in being coached by myself, all that sort of thing. But the trouble about writing that sort of book is that when one of the major premises of coaching is that people find their own solutions. So it's a bit difficult to write a book saying, well, as a coach, I'm going to help you find your own solutions. So I abandoned that idea. And then the next idea I had was to write it as a letter to my daughter. And what I was wanting to do was for my daughter and other younger women to learn from my experiences. But again, I feel that my daughter is doing pretty well just the way she is. So I felt it was a slightly pejorative for me to be giving her my advice. I think that she can find her own solutions again. And so then I abandoned that idea, and the next version was writing my older self to my younger self. And that was okay. I ran with that for a while, but it actually started getting a little bit preachy, so I felt as though the tone that was coming into the way that my older self was speaking to my younger self was, again, a little bit pejorative and a bit preachy, and I didn't like that so much. And so then I went all the way back to where I'd actually started, which was to write scenes from my life, to talk about what I've learnt in my life and pull those things together into some sort of a coherent narrative. So I'm in that process at the moment of working out how to structure it. And I'm going back and pulling out texts from the initial versions of what I've written and converting them into texts that are actually coherent with the idea of writing memoirs. So here's a text that I've rewritten about my grandfather. I'm 10. My father goes to visit my grandfather and takes us along. Most of the time, my grandmother lives in Hartley and my grandfather lives alone in Pittwater, one of the most northerly suburbs of Sydney. The house in Pittwater is set among the eucalyptus trees on the side of a hill, and the water is visible, sparkling through the trees. The house is modern white brick, and inside, as is the case with all the houses my grandparents lived in, it is quiet, subdued, elegant, and hushed. The floors are covered in carpet, and on the carpets are rugs in deep colours. The furniture is antique English in dark wood. My grandmother's paintings hang on the walls, and the blinds are half drawn to keep out the brilliant Australian light. My grandfather opens the door, gives us a papery, cigarette-smelling kiss, and says hello. He turns the television off. He had been watching the cricket, sitting in a black leather lounge chair with a whiskey and a cut crystal glass on the small wooden table beside him. He has a moustache and, as usual, is beautifully dressed. I thought my grandmother chose his clothes for him, but my father tells me she didn't. He is wearing polished brogues, pressed trousers, and an elegant shirt with a kerchief at his neck. He isn't just carefully dressed. He has real style. He's still a good-looking man, with an air of Clark Gable about him. He smokes heavily, cigarettes in an elegant black cigarette holder, as if the elegance could somehow transform the cigarettes into something fine and sophisticated. He breathes heavily out through his nose and in through his mouth, probably because of the cigarettes. He is terribly distant. I don't think he has any idea what to talk to us about. I have never had a conversation with him. Extraordinary that I have never had a single conversation with my own grandfather, or even spent a single moment alone with him. He starts talking to my father. We sit on the black leather sofa for a while, then go out the back to play. My father and aunt tell me that he cared deeply about the family. I'm sure that's true, but I find it very hard to believe. Sitting all alone in his beautiful house, watching television, the light streaming through the gum trees outside. Beautifully dressed, and all alone. He seems to have absolutely nothing to do. What has my grandfather transmitted to me? Perhaps his reserve. Perhaps his love of beautiful things. It is hard to say what was transmitted when there was so little communication. I really hope you've enjoyed this episode of A Diary of a Writer. I'm running an absolutely free group coaching session on the 9th of May at 6:30 p.m. Central European Time. This session is part of my Dancing Days series where we dig deep on a particular emotion. We have already danced with fear and with anger, and this time we're going to be dancing with joy. If you have ever felt miserable and wondered how to have more joy in your life, you will find this session to be of enormous benefit. Check out the Dancing Days Dancing with Joy page on my website, www.ceciliapoulin.com. I would love it if you could join us. Thank you so much for listening.